This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
A human rights group supportive of the opposition in Syria says more than 17,000 people have been killed so far in the 16-month uprising against the Syrian government. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting this morning that the Syrian regime is getting some help in the form of diesel from Venezuela. Keith Johnson co-wrote the Journal story, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what exactly does your reporting tell you that Venezuela is doing for Syria right now?
Well, right now they're sort of lending them a lifeline by sending them refined products. In this case, they've been sending them an ultra-low sulfur diesel that the Syrians need to keep their regime going. And since Syria is sort of a pariah state, most of the Europeans won't do business with them. Venezuela stepped into the breach.
And when you say keep their regime going, I mean, how important is diesel in terms of doing that?
Well, from what we understand, it's actually doubly important. On the one hand, just for the general economic activity, of course, they need diesel for the tractors, farm machinery, things like that. But in particular, the T-72 tanks that the Assad regime uses, they do run on this diesel as well. And so some of the Syrian opposition movement leaders have told us that this diesel is vital to keep Assad's military forces in the field.
And what's the U.S. saying about this?
Well, the U.S. is kind of caught because unlike the sanctions on Iran, which are very far-ranging and quite powerful, the current law in terms of sanctions on doing business with Syria, it affects U.S. companies and U.S. nationals. You know, it doesn't say anything about the Venezuelan oil company doing business with these guys. And there's some movement afoot in Congress to try to patch over those problems, and we may see some legislative action to try to come up with a tougher sanctions regime for Syria.
Keith Johnson is a staff reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.